Hello and welcome. We're back with another pose of the week. And this week I've chosen basic relaxation pose. I know I say it with all of the poses, but this is another of my great favourites, mainly because it's the most important asana I think we can possibly do. If we did nothing else in a day, to take the time out to lie quietly, totally supported by the floor, and just give ourselves over to that essential breath that breathes you, we would do ourselves so much good, improve our well-being, improve the flow of oxygen in our bodies, rest our hearts. I can't stress the importance of this enough. So you get the picture. I'm pretty pleased about basic relaxation pose. For those of you who are conversant with a lot of different styles of yoga, you may have come across it in different names. So Savasana, basic relaxation pose, corpse pose, starfish, which is what the yin yogaists call it, and surrender to the earth, which is what I'm calling it in restorative yoga. So my usual scene, let's have a look at the cautions first. And lo and behold, there aren't any. The only one I would be slightly cautious of is if you are more than 3 months pregnant, and in that case I would do it lying on your side. But otherwise, there's just not a caution for doing the basic relaxation pose. It's that good. There are of course different variations on it. There's one which we could think of as super supported relaxation pose, and I'll talk you through that one. Then there's the basic, which has got slightly fewer supports, but it's still very, very restful for the body. Then you can do it on the side, which is like my blissful baby, you know, going over into fetal position and being supported by cushions or pillows, as is my favourite, while you lie. And then the other one, which I don't often come across when I'm out and about at classes, but I do use with my groups, is face down. Some people just find that very much more relaxing than face up. You are a bit exposed when you face up, so it's worthwhile experimenting with trying it face down, and that's fine. Just be careful that your neck's not put under any strain and that you turn your head from either side during the time of your relaxation. So, benefits, oh golly, too numerous to mention. I did say quite a few things at the beginning, but just as a quick tick list, it lowers blood pressure, and I can tell you this from personal experience. As I started to give myself more of the relaxation pose in my restorative practice, my blood pressure, which does tend to be a bit on the high side, has really come down. My heart rate, pulse rate certainly come down too. In general, it reduces muscle tension, very much about reducing fatigue. And so many of us have that kind of perpetual feeling of being slightly under the weather, slightly tired, not feeling rested enough at the end of a night's sleep. And of course, it improves your sleep, because if you're in a good condition, you can sleep much more refreshingly. It enhances our immune responses, and it also helps reduce chronic pain. I had a period where I had really bad sciatica for a long time. You know how when you do something painful to the bottom of your back, it can last for a while. And again, I found that just doing super supported relaxation pose was the answer. And that very gradually my chronic pain reduced. So, that's the build-up. Now for actually getting ready to do super supported relaxation pose. Put on some nice, woolly, thick, cozy socks if you're in a slightly chilly room. Pillows for your knees, and perhaps one for your head as well. A thin rolled towel or a blanket, which you can use just to rest your ankles on. And also you might want to rest your head.